Hello, Olivia here. For this class, the only equipment you will need is a comfortable surface, because we will be kneeling in some of the exercises, and possibly a rolled up mat if you've got one, or you might have a bolster. If you don't have either of those, simply get a large firmish towel. So I'll just get these out of the way. I'm going to use my exercise mat. To begin with, we're going to do a neck sequence in a standing position. So just stand comfortably with your feet just a little bit wider than hip width apart, because we're going to make a few little side to side shifts, so you want to feel very, very stable. So it's going to be a head forward posture. You won't be able to watch, so just listen along and follow along to my verbal cueing. So take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, explore the chin to chest movement and see how that feels. And then interlace the fingers in front of you, reach those linked hands up to the back of your head, and very gently allow as much of the weight of your arms to come onto the back of the neck to produce the stretch there. Breathe comfortably, let the shoulders relax. You might want to do a very gentle tail tuck if that makes your lower back feel more comfortable in this standing position. All right, now keeping your head in the forwardmost position, rotate at the waist so that your elbows are now spanning one foot. I've gone to the right. Keep breathing and relaxing, and see whether that changes the focal point of the stretch in your neck. Breathe and relax. Now, shift your weight away from the foot that you turn towards. So I'm shifting my weight a little bit more to my left foot and rotating a little bit more around to the right. And then I'm going to pull my left hip back a little bit. So it's a rotation of my hips. And I find that that pulls on the stretch through the back of the neck there really nicely in a really controlled way, because I'm not moving the head, I'm moving my rib cage and I'm moving my hips. We'll do a little contraction here. First one, very gently try and push the head back into the resisting arms for 3, 2, 1. Stop contracting, don't do anything, take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, relax completely, particularly your abdomen. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, see if you can take the head a little bit further forwards and a little bit further around to the right. Good. Couple more deep breaths in and out here. Not trying to move any further into the stretch. Your sole focus now is on relaxing. Good. All right, shift your weight back so it's evenly on both legs. And slowly bring yourself back to the middle position. Couple of breaths in and out there. Take another breath in, and as you breathe out, rotate in the other direction. First rotation is from your waist. And try, see if you can get the elbows that are hanging down, spanning that foot you just rotated towards. Then slowly shift your weight to the other foot. So this time I'm shifting a little bit more weight onto my right foot, and I'm pulling the right hip back. So rotating around the hips now. Breathe comfortably. And let's do the same contraction. Very gently try and press the head back. Arms are resisting, so there's no movement allowed. 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop contracting, breathe in. And as you breathe out, relax. Take another breath in, and as you breathe out, see if you can have the chin come further forward and turn a little bit more to the left. Shoulders are relaxed, belly's relaxed. One more breath. Shift the weight back so it's even on both legs. Rotate back to the center. Release the hands and bring your fingertips to your temples, and slowly lift the head up and shake out. Move around a little bit. Do some gentle rotations. See how that feels. All right, the next sequence is for the throat, and you might feel it up a little bit into the jaw as well, and possibly these muscles at the side deep in here, the scalenes. It looks very strange, doesn't matter, no one can see you. So the first thing you're gonna do is open your mouth wide and take the head back just a little bit, and then turn in one direction, and then do some sideways movements of your lower jaw. Again, it looks really weird. And how does that feel? And then push the lower jaw forward a little bit. Open, close. Some of these I can't do and speak at the same time. Open the mouth wide and then close. Push the lower jaw forward and then go a little bit further around in that direction. And then tilt the head back just a little bit. So all of this side of your neck will be being gently pulled on. It feels very surface level to me. It's all the fascia around here that's getting a strong stretch. All right, then come back and we'll go the other way. So a little bit of extension, mouth relaxed, turn around to the other side. So now the focus will be on this side of my neck, my right side. So it's the side that you turned away from that will be focusing the stretch. And then do some movements of the lower jaw. Push the lower jaw forward. For me, that gives a very powerful stretch right up this part of the throat, just below the jaw. And then a tiny bit of a tilt back. Relax everything, shoulders relaxed. Every time you breathe out, picture the shoulder that you've turned your head away from sinking down. And to enhance that, you can use the pecs and the lats to pull the shoulder down. That's a very strong stretch for me. A lot of us hold a lot of tension in the jaw and the throat. All right, and then come through. Now just try some gentle shoulder circle movements, really emphasizing the lifting up and pulling back and down. And just feel how that feels all the way across here. Wriggle around. I love to wriggle around after any strongish stretch. Cool. All right, now we're going to do a stretch for, it might be lower back focused for you, it might be more in the middle back. It's always middle back for me. It's done in a bent over position. Bend the knees, follow along with me, use the hands to help you come down, and you're going to hold one hand on one wrist behind your knees, or you could go a little bit more down towards the calf, and then strongly tuck the chin to the chest and strongly round through the middle back. You can add a little leg straightening action if that pulls on the stretch for you, and then try some tiny shifts left and right of your hips. Make sure you feel very stable on your legs. I find just shifting one way and then adding a little bit of a twist in the middle back, go the other way, add a little twist. So if I'm going to the left side, a bit more weight on the left foot, and then I'm trying to push the left middle back rib cage off to the left a bit. Very powerful stretch in the mid back for me. Try that on the other side. Good. To come out, bring the hands to your thighs, take a deep breath in, and hold your breath as you press up with the arms. Nice and comfortable. All right, the next sequence is also going to be done in a standing forward bend position. It's an elephant walk, which is technically a hamstring stretch, but we're going to add a range of movements with your feet and ankles. And the idea here is to try and feel feet, ankles, and particularly this outer border of your calf muscle. So, feet about hip width apart, bend the knees, come down so as much of your belly and ribs are in contact with your thighs as possible. Let the head hang forward and your fingertips are just resting on the floor. And just pause there and focus on breathing and get used to being upside down. Deep breaths. Then some gentle rocking back into your heels and a little bit more into the front of your feet. Back into the heels, front of the feet. Let's emphasize that a bit more. Go back into the heels and try and pick your toes and maybe the balls of the feet up off the floor. And then go forward and lift the heels up. Feel a little bit of bend in the toes. Do that a couple more times. So sink back into the heels, lift the toes and the balls of the feet up. And other way, up onto the toes. Cool. All right, now just settle with the feet flat on the floor. Weight even through the feet in a toes to heel sense. And here comes the elephant walk. Make a little effort to try and straighten one knee without letting your body come away from it, and then let that go and do the other side. So you're using your quads to try and straighten the knee a bit, but keeping the body in contact, feel the stretch, let it go again. So continue at your own pace, one side, let the stretch go, other side, couple more. You may find as you go through the repetitions, you can get a little bit more range in each one, but don't force anything. All about the feeling. How does it feel? Where do you feel it?
Can you breathe and relax comfortably? All right, keep going. And this time I'm deliberately putting a bit more weight on the foot that I've gone towards and working just with a bit more effort. Let it go and go to the other side. So shift the weight, little effort to straighten the knee, pause and let it go. All right, let's all go to the left side. So I've rocked my weight to the left side. I'm doing the knee straightening action. And now I'm going to try and lift the big toe up and roll to the outer little toe border of my foot. Pause there, put it flat down, same on the other side. So shift the weight, do the knee straightening action, and then roll the foot, big toes off the floor, all the weight's on the outer border. Feel that through the calf. Couple more times on each side. Knee straightening, roll the foot, and this time also pull that hip back a little bit. That really winds on the whole back leg stretch for me. Let's go to the other side, knee straightening, roll the ankle, and then pull that hip back and up a little bit. Try to stick the bottom out and up. Let's do one more on each side. You can vary the order. You might find pulling the hip up and back and then rolling the foot is a better sequence for your body. You can't know until you try different orders. Other side, last one. Are you breathing and relaxing? Have you noticed any left-right difference there? Good. All right, take a breath in, hands up on the thighs, hold the breath as you press yourself up and shake out. Do some little circles of the hips, both directions. Just little movements. It's nice to add movement after you've done a relatively static stretch, because the whole point of this is to relax bits that are tight and then incorporate that new range of movement into movement. All right, now for this next sequence, we're going to be down in a full squat. And if you struggle to do a full squat, that's where your mat or your towel, whatever you're using, comes in. Because if you lift the heels a little bit, it makes it way more easy to get down into the full squat. So even if you can do a full squat, I'd recommend you use a bit of a heel lift, because we're going to add movement here and you don't want to be straining to get to the first position. So I've got my feet about hip width apart. You can angle the toes out a little bit if that's more comfortable for you, that's okay. And just pause here and feel how it feels. What do you feel? You may already be aware of a bit of tension, a bit of effort happening at the front here. That's okay, that'll stop when we come out of the squat, so just ignore that. And now I'm going to move around. Little side-to-side movements. How does that feel? Not just in the ankles and the feet, but in your knees, in your calves, in your hips, maybe even to your lower back. How does it feel? Now when I go to one side, I'm deliberately trying to push the knee forward. You'll feel the weight come a bit more into the toes, and you'll definitely feel a bit of compression at the front here, and then go the other way. I'm not doing anything with my arms. I'm producing the movement myself. Good. Are you aware of any left-right differences? All right, now this time, go to one direction, come through and hold the back of that heel, other hand on the other leg, and add a nice rotation in that position. Up to you whether you include the neck. You can always look down at the floor or turn and look up towards that top shoulder. So you're pulling with the bottom one, gently pushing on the other hands on the knee. Good, and then we'll change sides. So I've got my knee going forward of the toes. I reach through and hold the back here if I can, or you could always hold the opposite foot. And then this arm is pushing the shoulder through and the hand on the other knee is producing a nice rotation. Breathe deeply into as much of the torso as you can. I'm focused on the ribs on the front on this side, but also in the back here. Good. All right, come to the front, hold both heels or both ankles, whatever you can grab onto, and then pulling the chin to the chest, round. It's a spinal flexion here. See if you can pull the bum closer to your heels. Add some little side-to-side movements. Same action of trying to move the knee forward of the foot, one side, then the other side. Good. All right.
Take a breath in as you come up. Wriggle around.
Push your heel lift out of the way and see how you go with just being down in a full squat. How does that feel? Doesn't matter where the feet are pointing. It doesn't matter if the spine is straight or rounded. Just what is your best full squat? Breathe deeply. Imagine someone's got soft palms on your lower back and you're trying to breathe into those hands. Big, full, deep breaths. And then as you breathe out, completely relax. Good. All right, take a breath in. Rock yourself forward and tell yourself, I'm going to drive my heels through the floor in order to stand up out of the squat and shake out, walk around. Okay, let us do a stretch for this part of the foot and ankle that for many people does cramp a bit when you're doing that full squat position. I'm going to turn side onto you. So this is the position. I'm going to do the right side, the one that's closest to camera, and the other foot I'm going to come up like this. So I'm literally like in a hurdler start position. I'm going to sink back, and I can pull this other foot back a little bit more if I want to, and I'm going to reach down and start to pull this knee up. I'm not lifting much of the front of the foot off the floor, so I'm getting the stretch right towards the toes and the top of the foot there. We'll do a little contraction. You're imagining you're trying to drag the foot out from underneath you for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop. Take a breath in. As you breathe out, relax all effort. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, try to pull that thigh a little bit closer up towards your body. Put the other hand a bit behind you, and now you can rock back a little bit and have more of the foot off the floor, so it changes the locus of the stretch. For me, it's very strong at the front of the ankle right now. All right, come down, change arms. So this time you can go a little bit more to the outside of the foot, the little toe side, and then come up and feel how that feels on the front of the foot and the ankle. I'm doing some little wriggling movements. Wriggling around that ankle that's on the floor, wriggling my hips a little bit. And come out. Turn around, we'll do the other side. So make sure the foot is straight. Other foot comes up, you're in a hurdler start position. How does that feel? Just sitting there to begin with, not doing anything yet. Okay, same arm as knee. Lift the leg up. Using this arm, that's the only effort here, and try and relax completely. The whole foot that you're now stretching, relax it. How does that feel? Let's do the contraction. So for 5, you're going to try and drag the foot out from underneath you. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop, take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, relax all effort. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, can you lift up a little bit more? Other arms there for support and balance, stability really, and see if you can come up a little bit further. Good. For me today, the left ankle is way tighter than the right one. No idea why, but that's just what I'm finding today. Good. Okay, come out a bit, change the arms over, deliberately shift your weight towards the little toe outer edge of the foot, and then try and bring the knee up a bit higher. You might find rocking your weight left and right changes the stretch for you. Breathing, relaxing. Is that foot you're working on as relaxed as you can make it? Good. All right, coming out, coming up, and go for a little walk around. Shake things out. Do a few little circles in both directions, each side. How does it feel? Good. All right, final thing for the feet. Come down and come up to the toes of your feet, like this. We just warmed up the squat, so you should find it quite comfortable to get your bum right down towards your heels. Rock forward a little bit, back a little bit.
stabilizing on my fingers. You might find that pulling the knees wider really loads up the little toes and then collapse in a bit. So wide and collapse. Wide and collapse. And then just go to neutral, so the weight's even from little toe to big toe on both feet, and just settle there. Breathing comfortably. Can you relax the toes and that toe end of the feet more? Good. All right. And now take yourself into a hands and knees position. All fours in upwards. And back into the spine. First movement is tuck the chin in towards the chest. Gently press the hands into the floor. Try and let the middle back really press up towards the ceiling and tuck your tail. So spinal flexion. Breathe. Breathe into the back of the body. And then the opposite direction. Let the belly hang down as much as you want to, depending on how it feels in your lower back. Stick the bottom out behind you so you're arching the lower back. Imagine you're trying to drag the heels of your hands back towards your knees, and then it's up to you how much you extend the neck. Breathe. Let your belly sag through towards the floor. Good. Back to the first position. Strong flexion. Press the heels of the hands down into the floor. Tuck the tail. Breathe. And now do some shifting of your hips left and right as you're holding your spine in the rounded, flexed position. Keep going with the hip shifting, but also drag the hip back that you've shifted towards. So shift one way and pull that same hip back, all the while you're still flexing the spine. A couple more times in each direction. Good. Okay, go back to the center position and then the gentle extension. So let your abdomen sag through. Stick your bottom out, arch the lower back. Try to drag the heels back toward the heels of the hand back towards your knees. They don't move because you've got weight on them. Imagine there's a piece of string tied to your sternum and it's being pulled forward and up. So it's a nice lengthening as you do the extension, the back bend. Breathe. And quick return to the flex position. Wriggle around. All right, now just start to do some movements. You might need to look at me just for a second. So I'm doing some, I don't even really know how to describe it. I'm doing a kind of circle, but in the horizontal plane. I'm letting myself sag through as I go forward and then push out. My hips are just moving around as much as possible. So now that you've had a bit of a look at it, go with your head forward. I find it more comfortable. And you can make it a big range of movement. So you're really going out to one side, down the front, up the other side, then change directions and feel what it feels like. Any movement that comes to you, try it as you're here. Infinite movements you can do. There's no right or wrong way to do things like this. We're just moving, and how does it feel in the ribs at front and back? How does it feel in the hips? I'm getting it into my glutes as well, doing these movements. All right, and then settle. Okay, next one is specifically a shoulder slash lat stretch. We call it the cat lat. So this is what it looks like. One arm goes out to the front. Other hand is here for stability. You sink down as far as you can. That's the shoulder movement, so shoulder flexion. You can let the bum stick out or tuck it under a bit, whatever works for you. Now I've stretched out the right arm, then I pull the right hip back away from the hand that's anchored on the floor. And then the other hand that's in the push-up position, that's a sideways vector. Push me to the side, and that's how I get the stretch in the lats. You might have to come up a little bit higher, as in chest up away from the floor, to get the stretch that you need. I personally like to be sunk all the way through and then go to the side. And then the hand that's in the push-up position, move it back a little bit, and the same sideways movement, but it changes the locus of the stretch.
Breathe deeply into that armpit, into that whole side of your body. Now move the push-up hand forward more and another sideways force. Let's do a little contraction. The arm that you've got extended, push the hand into the floor and imagine you're trying to drag it back towards you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop, take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, relax all that effort. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, can you sink a bit deeper? And again, sideways vector. You can change the position of the push-up hand. Feel where you need the stretch. All right, shift yourself back to the middle. Come up and a few circles, a few little movements. How does that feel? Feels wonderful, my body. Let's do the other side. So stretch out. If I do it side on this time, you can see where my hips are in relation to my knees. They're pretty much above my knees, right there. I'm gonna go the other way so you can see this arm. So down you go, just explore that initial movement of the arm in shoulder flexion. See how it feels. You can definitely rest the forehead on the floor or turn and look towards the push-up arm and rest it there if you need to. I like actually to have my head in free space because I feel like there's more load coming down through the shoulder that I'm stretching. All right, so I've got my push-up hand pretty much opposite the shoulder to begin with. I pull the left hip back, the hip of the arm that's out to the front, and then I add that sideways vector via the push-up hand. Breathe deeply, let your belly relax. Breathe. Now move the push-up hand back more towards your knees and push on that line. Does it change the stretch for you? It does for me very much on the left-hand side. And final one, a little bit to the front and a bit more to the side. And today for me, that's a particularly tight spot. Let's do the contraction. So your outstretched arm, push it down into the floor and imagine you're trying to drag it back towards you. Think about the first part of a chin-up movement. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop, take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, relax that effort. Take another breath in. And as you breathe out, can you sink a little bit more and go a little bit further to the side? Breathe deeply, relax. Is your belly soft? And shift back, take a breath in. Up you come. And shake that out. How does it feel? Good. All right, now we're going to go down into a lunge position. So this is all about this line of the body through here. This is where you may want a mat for the kneeling knee. You don't want to be distracted by any discomfort on the kneecap or any part of that knee. So bring the other leg to the front. Notice also that I've got the mat configured like this and I've got my knee quite towards the back so that as I sink deeper and deeper into the lunge, more and more of the front of my leg is coming into contact with the mat, and that's very comforting. It really feels good. Okay, hands like this. And the first thing to do is just sink. I'm not actually making any effort yet, just letting my hips sink down. I'm feeling how it feels today. Are you breathing comfortably in a relaxed way? Is your belly soft? Do make sure that your foot, the front leg, is under the knee or forward of the knee, not tucked back towards your mat. Good. Okay, now I'm doing a little left-right shift. I'm stabilized on my arms. Do make sure you are as well. Little left-right shifting. Good. Now in the middle position, I'm rolling around on the back leg's knee. That still involves a little left-right shift, but when I roll towards camera, I can feel it more on the outer line of my thigh. And when I come back to the middle, it's just a central position. And when I roll away from camera, I feel it into the groin muscles themselves. So explore that.
There's a large amount of muscle and of course all the fascia involved in a position like this. Okay, so pause in a kind of center position. Now, make an effort as though you were trying to send your back foot back to the wall behind you without lifting the knee, and I've still got my back foot flat on the floor. Just the action of trying to send the leg back using my glutes, that increases the stretch through the front of the leg nicely. And then I relax that effort and then do it again. There's a tiny unweighting of the knee and you feel that the back foot's pushing into the floor a little bit. But don't worry too much about those particulars, just how does it feel when you're trying to extend the leg further out behind you? Good. All right, let's do a contraction. Two things happening. One is you're pushing the top of the back foot into the floor, whilst you are also trying to drag the kneeling knee through the mat. Five, four, four, four. Keep contracting. Three, two, two, one, slowly stop contracting. So a longer contraction for these bigger muscles in the lower body. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, relax all effort of the contraction. Relax your belly. Take another full breath in, and as you breathe out, sink more. You can use a hand dragging attempted action. They don't move because you've got them loaded. And that will pull the hips deeper into the lunge. You can also use a hooking action with the front leg's hamstring, but just make sure that doesn't cramp it. Good. All right, stay with your hips in their current lunge, so don't let them come away from the lunge at all. Tuck the toes of the back foot under, and at glacial pace, you're trying to press the back leg's heel out behind you, and this time the knee will come up off the mat. But do not come up out of the lunge. So you may not be able to get the back leg completely straight. That doesn't matter. Stay in the deep lunge. Let's do a second contraction. You're trying to scissor the legs together. So the toes are anchored, the front foot, trying to scissor them together for five, four, three, two, one. Stop contracting, take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, relax all effort. Take another breath in, and as you breathe out, sink the hips even deeper, and again, press out through the back heel. Three more full deep breaths in and out. Not trying to go any further into this stretch. Now you're only focused on relaxing. One more breath. Rest the back knee on the mat, relax the back leg's foot, press back, change your hands over. So now I've got my arms on either side of that front leg. I'm going to pull the toes up, but you can have the foot flat if you prefer. And now we're just doing some little hamstring pulsing movements. I've got my body firmly in contact with that front leg, by which I mean my abdomen, my ribs, and my chest. We're not going to do a strong hamstring stretch here. We're just relieving from the lunge we just did. Pause in the partly straightened leg and add some little twisting movements. Twisting around the back knee, twisting my hips back and forth. My hips are moving left and right as well. It's a nice way to get into different parts of the hamstring of this front leg. All right, take a full breath in, up you come, shake out. Okay, now I'll do the other side. I'm gonna stay this side, you'll get the view from the opposite side. Okay, so knee way back on the mat, but not so far that it's liable to go off the mat. Other leg forward, and we have both hands on the inside of that front leg. Back foot relaxed to begin with, and again, no effort in this initial movement. We are just feeling our range today. How far do the hips sink through on this second side? Does it feel any different to the first side? You might be aware of that right at the beginning. Breathe deeply, comfortably, relax your belly. Have your head and neck wherever you like. If you find you hold a lot of tension when you keep the head upright, just let it hang forward. It's no problem. Okay. Start your gentle and stabilized by your arms, shifting of the hips left and right. Okay, to that, add a little rolling on the back knee. So I'm on the inside of it now, more to the middle, and then to the outside. Suggest you move quite slowly initially, because you really want to feel where are the tight lines in your leg. Is it different to the first side? Good. Okay, then pause in a pretty much center position. And then we do that action of imagine you're trying to extend your leg out behind you. You feel a little bit of contraction of the glute, the butt of the back leg. And does that then pull you deeper into the lunge and change the effect in the front of your back leg? For me, on this side, it becomes a very strong middle quadricep stretch when I do that. On the other side, that didn't occur. Good. Okay, now pause. Let's do that same contraction. So you're simultaneously pushing the top of the back foot into the floor as you attempt to drag the kneeling knee through the mat towards your hands. 5, 4. You can put some effort into this one. 3, 2, 1 3/4. 1.5. Keep contracting. 1. Stop contracting. Slowly. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, relax all effort. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, sink the hips more. Extend through the back leg. You can use a hand dragging effort. You can use a hamstring of the front leg heel hooking action. All of those things will pull your hips deeper into the lunge. Breathe and relax. Okay, now be really honest with yourself. You want to keep your hips in their current depth lunge. Tuck the toes of the back foot under. And slowly, if someone were watching you, they could barely notice the movement occurring. You're trying to push the back leg's heel out behind you. You'll start to feel the weight of the knee come up off the mat. Breathe deeply. This contraction is a scissoring action. You're trying to pull the feet towards each other for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop contracting. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, relax the effort of that contraction. Relax your belly. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, sink the hips a bit deeper or pull with the hands on the floor to pull them deeper. And then a final effort to press out through the back heel. 3 more deep breaths in and out. Can you relax more? Can you feel the hips sinking tiny bit by tiny bit with each breath out? Okay, coming out now. Put the back knee back on the mat. Untuck the toes. Slowly press back with your arms. And change your hands so they're on either side of the front leg. And you've got your body hard on the thigh. I like to do this with my foot up, you might not. And we just started with some gentle, we call them pulsing movements, because it's a continuous movement. The amplitude is probably an inch or so that you're moving each time. Relax the head and neck as much as you need to. How does this side feel compared to the first side? Relax your belly, breathe comfortably. All right, now pause in a straightened position, but not too strong a hamstring stretch. And then you're doing some
shifting movements, left and right, rotating around the hips. See if that changes the stretch anywhere through the back of that front leg. This side for me, it's nowhere near as pronounced as it was on the first side. Good. All right, pause, take a breath in, and slowly come up and shake out. Shake out the leg. So how are they feeling? Okay, the final little sequence we're going to do here is some standing legs apart, and then we'll be going down into a Cossack squat-like position. It won't be the full Cossack squat, you'll see. Now, just like when we did the full squat before, we had a lift under the heels. You may need your mat handy for that if you can't get down fully without the heel lift. Okay, so to begin with, let's have the feet wide. I think our mats are a meter, so I've got my feet a meter apart. And I'm going to bend the knees, and I'm going to come down into a forward bend. Let the head hang forward. My hands are just resting comfortably on the floor. And like we did in the other forward bend, we're just going to hang there for a few breaths. Get breathing comfortably, relaxed. You might want to just wriggle the head and neck around. Make sure the back of the neck's as relaxed as possible. I have got my feet parallel, so my toes are pointing to the front. Some people like to do this with the feet pulled in just a little bit. You could try that if you want to. But if that makes it too strong a stretch through the outer border of your calves, then just have the feet parallel. Okay, now I can feel my lower ribs contacting my inner part of the top of my thighs there. And I'm going to maintain that contact as I move my weight to one side. So one leg is bending, the other's straightening out a bit. And then come back to the middle and do the same thing on the other side. So it's kind of like a side lunge, I guess you'd call it. And we're just going to keep going side to side. Make sure you're breathing, your belly's relaxed. How does that feel in your knees as one knee bends more and the other's getting straightened? How does it feel on the inside line of the leg that's being straightened each time? How does that feel? If you're relatively flexible here and you can easily get the leg straight, then focus on contracting the quadricep on that side as though you're trying to pull the kneecap up. Let's do three more on each side. Again, I'm moving really slowly so I can feel maximally. What do I feel and where do I feel it? Is there any left-right difference? How does it feel in the foot and ankle, particularly on the side that you're bending towards or shifting towards? Good. Okay, now you are going to go to one side and you're going to try and sink all the way down in a side squat. It's not really a Cossack squat, because a Cossack squat I'd have my body upright. I'm still bent over towards the floor. So if getting into this sort of position is not doable for you, then bring in the heel lift. You could try that. You don't have to have the straight leg completely straight. And in fact, what we're going to do now is change our support. So now I'm back with the weight in this heel and I'm completely supported on the back arm. You still might need a heel lift here if you're restricted in your ankle movement. Okay. Using props is fantastic if it allows you to get to the position you want and be able to explore. So here, my knee's a bit bent, and then I'm going to do a little leg straightening action. Bent, leg straightening. Bent, leg straightening. Notice that my bent leg is still out to the side. I'm not letting it collapse in like this. So this whole area is getting opened out. You'll probably find it's emphasized through the inside line of the hamstring, but it might be in the back of the belly. You just have to find out. All right, now I'm going to turn my body a bit closer towards this leg and try that same little leg straightening action again. All right, now pause in the straightest you can comfortably do, and then use this hand, because all the weight's being supported by the back hand, and press into these bits through here. Just feel what it feels like. Many people find that some part of this line
is extremely uncomfortable when you do a position like this and you just can't relax it. So we do have a partner thing that we do that they come along and release these muscles here. But I've been doing it by myself recently when I'm in quite a strong stretch. I'm just pressing in and moving it around. It's as unsophisticated as that, but it allows you to feel that lines unstick and relax a little bit more. All right, and then let's just come back. It's a little bit of effort to do that one because of this backhand. So we'll bring it out, shake around. And then we're going to go back and do the other side. So we started in that wide stance, feet parallel, if that's comfortable. And then we went down. And so again, you need to find out, can I keep the heel down and not completely collapse this ankle? If you can't, bring in your mat and put it underneath that heel. This extended leg is not yet completely straight. It's just stretched out there. Good. So I'm staying here with my body doubled over and I'm just working out what the ankle thinks about this. This ankle doesn't really like it particularly, so feel it in your own body. And now, in a coordinated fashion, come back and support yourself on the back arm. This one's really not doing much. And then we just went through some little leg straightening actions. Remembering to keep this knee pulled back, so there's a bit of work being done by the muscles at the back of this hip. Good. How does it feel on this side compared to the other side? For me today, there's a definite unhappy spot right here, right at the junction of the knee there. So let's pause in a relatively stretched position. Start up here just to feel what it's like. And I'm just pushing in and moving around. In fact, on this side, this whole line is way tighter, way firmer than on the first side. You'll feel it straight away. So work your way down. As I just said, for me, it's really actually right almost at the top of the calf there, which is very stuck today. Good. As you do the pushing and wriggling and just moving those tissues, you might find that you can gradually be pressing this leg straighter and straighter and straighter. Good. All right. And then come down. Shake out. All right. And while we're here, let's just have a tiny play with sitting with the legs wide. You do not have to have the knees completely straight. If you find it very difficult to not be like this, bring in the mat and lift up your bum. That'll help you be upright. Okay, and let's just do some circle movements. So I'm trying to go forward a bit, off to the right, sink back towards my tailbone, and go the other way. And the key thing here is being able to move. I'm moving the pelvis around, I'm moving my ribs around. There's a tiny bit of hamstring effect when I come out to the side here. Let's go back the other way. And we'll just swing from side to side. If you wanted to be really strict with yourself, then you would be strongly pushing the chest forward so the back is straight and the pelvis is being rolled over. But that's not really the focus here today. Just focusing on that line that we were just working on in that kind of Cossack squat position. Good. If you want to make this more intense, then you don't use the arm support. You're moving, it's quite a long lever. The whole length of your torso is under load. And then take a breath in and up you come. Okay, so that is the end of the stretching part of this session. Now we're going to do what I'll describe as directed breathing. Directing into all the part of the front part of the body and then all the way up the back of the body. By all means, you can simply lie down flat on the floor, but what I'm going to recommend you do, I'll demonstrate, a rolled up mat or a firmer bolster if you've got one. Two options. By all means, have your bottom on the floor and then lie back so that your head is resting on the mat. This is if you're happy with your lower back in a bit of extension when you lie here. We will start with the feet flat on the floor and the arms here. If your lower back doesn't like that, then have your bottom on the mat, in which case you would probably need another thing so that your head is not in extension, okay? So if you don't have the right gear right now, press pause, get yourself set up, and then we'll go through this together. Okay, so my legs are bent, soles of my feet are flat on the floor, and I've got my arms out to the sides, not in a full stretch position, but just resting comfortably. The reason for the mat here is that you'll feel that your chest is being opened nicely because the shoulders kind of meld around it as they go down towards the floor. Wriggle the head from side to side, check that it's nice and relaxed there. Close your eyes. My legs are shaking from that little leg session we just did. Maybe yours are too. All right. For the first three breaths, put all of your attention into the air coming in through your nostrils. Full breath in, and as you breathe out, feel the air come out of your nostrils. Two more breaths. Feel the air being drawn in as you breathe in through the nostrils. Feel the chest expand as you do that as well. And then as you breathe out, the air comes back out through your nostrils. So we're breathing in and out through the nose, not the mouth. One more breath. Good. All right, now stay there completely relaxed, but take your hands and rest them on the very top of your chest. You may find that the elbows are off the floor, that's okay. For the next three breaths, make your hands move via your breathing. Breathe in through the nostrils, feel the chest rise and expand sideways. And as you breathe out, feel the chest sink down. Two more breaths, focusing on breathing deeply into the top of the chest. Feel the hands move, the chest is expanding. And breathe out, feel it sink down, and also feel the upper back on the mat rest more on the mat. One more breath. In through the nostrils, chest expands, hands are moved, and breathe out. Good. Okay, now move your soft palms to the top of the ribs, just below your nipples. You should now be able to rest the elbows on the floor. And next three breaths, direct your breathing into your hands. Feel the ribs move up towards the ceiling into your hands, and as you breathe out, they sink down again. And now it's the middle back that will be resting more on the mat. Two more breaths like that. One more breath. You're using the hands as a tactile cue to direct your breathing into particular parts of your torso. Breathe out and relax. Now move your soft palms down to your lower abdomen. And three breaths, deep breaths in and out, into the nostrils, down through the top of the chest, and right down into your lower abdomen where your hands are resting. And as you breathe out, feel the belly go completely soft and your lower back will rest more on the mat, even if you've got your bottom below your lower back. Two more breaths, breathing into your hands in your lower abdomen. One more breath. Good. Okay, now reach the arms out to the side again where we started. Extend the legs along the floor. If that is uncomfortable, by all means go back to knees bent, soles of the feet on the floor. Now we're going to go up the body and the focus will be breathing into the back of the body. So feel where your lower back and even right down towards your sacrum and your tailbone, feel where they are resting on the mat or the floor. And for three breaths, direct your breathing into that part of your spine. And as you breathe out each time, feel that part go soft and rest more on the mat. Two more breaths, breathing into the very base of your spine. As you breathe out, relax and check that your bottom muscles are completely relaxed. One more breath. Feel where your waistband, that part of your back, is resting on the mat or the floor. And for three breaths, direct your breathing into that part of your lower back. Via movement of the ribs, you should feel the lower back press in as you take the breath in, press onto the mat, I mean, and then breathe out, relax completely. Is your belly relaxed? Two more breaths. Breathing into the lower back. One more breath. You don't need to make any real effort with this breathing. Simply trying to direct the breathing into different parts of your torso. And relax completely as you breathe out. Now feel where your shoulder blades are contacting the mat. And for the next three breaths in and out, try and direct your breathing into that part of your middle back. And as you breathe out, relax the middle back completely. Let it settle more onto the mat. Two more breaths, breathing into the middle back, between your shoulder blades. One more breath, breathe into the middle back, and as you breathe out, relax the middle back and relax the shoulders completely. The last part is picture and indeed feel where the back of your neck is. It may even be fully in contact with the mat. And for the final three breaths in and out, focus on breathing into the back of your neck. And let the back of the neck relax more on each breath out. One more breath. Come out, bring the feet back onto the floor, reach your hands to the back of your head, take a breath in, tuck the chin to the chest, lift the head up, and then roll to the side. I hope you enjoyed that class, and we'll see you next time.